Dictation for Patricia Jackson, July 14, 54. Address as a letter to Haley, H-A-L-E-Y, Dungy, D-O-N-T, as in today, J-E-N-P, 875-5168. Dear Mrs. Dungy, consultation for Mrs. Jackson Patricia with abnormal kidney function. She has a history of right-sided nephrectomy at the age of 5 years old, as kidney was not working. She is from Wisconsin, moving to Michigan around 2013. 2 meals a day, weight is stable. She's mostly vegetarian, denies nausea, vomiting, no diarrhea, bleeding. Excuse me. She does have frequent nausea, vomiting, according to her information from gastroparesis and prior esophageal reflux and laparoscopic Nissen, N-I-S-S-E-N surgery. This is a chronic problem, not new. There is constipation, no bleeding, no abdominal discomfort. Treated for urinary tract infection about 3 weeks ago, probably one episode every year. No side effects with antibiotics. She's very physically active. She has a dog, a border collie that requires a lot of exercise. She has noticed some chest pain on activity. Follows with cardiology, Dr. Berlin, B-E-R-L-I-N, no palpitations, dyspneal activity, but no at rest, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen inhalers or CPAP machine, no sleep apnea, no orthopnea PND, denies edema, claudication, discolor of the toes, denies lightheadedness, no rash, extensive review system done being negative. Next paragraph. Her past medical history for the right-sided nephrectomy, seizure disorder, grand mal, well controlled on medications without recurrence, follows locally with Dr. Shaik, S-H-A-I-K, neurology. Coronary artery disease with prior stent. She's not aware of congestive heart failure, rheumatic fever, endocarditis, no arrhythmia or pacemaker, no bypass. Cardiology as indicated above, few years back, stress testing negative. She's been told about a heart murmur, no TIS or stroke, no deep vein thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, prior severe anemia with blood transfusion. She mentioned that things reflux diagnosis and fund application done, there has been no further need for blood transfusion. She's not aware of gastrointestinal malignancy. Next paragraph, no chronic liver disease, no diabetes, no pneumonia, no asthma, remote history of kidney stone, Dr. Sanhan, S-A-M-H-A-N, Sanhan, doesn't know the type, prior mumps. Next paragraph, surgeries including left-sided inguinal hernia repair, coronary artery stent, hiatal hernia surgery, right-sided nephrectomy, appendix tonsils adenoids, fracture, hardware surgery, left elbow, all teeth out, hysterectomy including tubes and ovaries, fibroid. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, present or past. Next paragraph, side effects, allergy, sulfa, penicillin, tetracycline. Next paragraph, medications include Lipitor, aspirin, metoprolol, valsartan, seizure medication, the OX carbazepine, carbazepine, a number of vitamins, magnesium, iron, clavitin. Next paragraph. No family history for kidney disease. However, she is very aware of kidney problems, as the second husband, advanced renal failure, question dialysis, and she has a background of LPN nursing. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam, weight 137, blood pressure 132/90 on the right, 136/80 on the left, bilateral cataracts, normal eye movements, has no teeth and no dentures, normal speech, no expressive facial dysarthria, no respiratory distress, lungs are clear, no palpable thyroid, carotid bruise or JVD, no gross arrhythmia, pericardial rap, no palpable liver, spleen, ascites, masses or tenderness, no gross edema, some arthritis of the hands, next paragraph. Most recent chemistries. Today, normal electrolyte acid base. Creatinine at 1.4. Through the years has been around 1.1, 1.3, so probably a change with a GFR down to 40. Normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, mild anemia 12.6 with a normal white blood cell platelets, urine negative for blood or protein, no bacteria, however 10 to 20 white blood cells, and positive leukocyte esterase. Protein creatinine ratio in the urine normal, less than 0.2. Prior iron studies, which is already a year ago, December 2022, ferritin at 43 with an iron saturation of 10%. Normal B12. I found a stress testing from September 2022. Normal ejection fraction at 84%. No evidence of ischemia or scars. The last cardiac cath was 2017. At that time, angioplasty stent was done of LAD, successful. Normal ejection fraction. A prior echo around that time. No major valve abnormalities and no diastolic dysfunction. A prior CT scan abdomen and pelvis, this is 2015. Right kidney is absent. On the left kidney there was a stone. At that time no obstruction and no urinary retention. The esophagus was dilated. with Question Distal Esophageal Stenosis versus Acalasia, ACHALASIA. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. A change on kidney function, a person who has only one kidney, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no activity in the urine for blood or protein to suggest active glomerulonephritis. She might still have not symptomatic urinary tract infection. There is anemia with prior documented iron deficiency, no present electrolyte acid-base abnormalities or problems with nutrition, calcium, or phosphorus, blood pressure in the office, mild degree of diastolic dysfunction. She already is on beta blockers and ARB valsartan. I'm going to request a kidney ultrasound, including Doppler for renal artery stenosis, given her history of coronary artery disease as indicated above. She already is on a plant-based protein diet. She's very careful with protein intake, already on aspirin cholesterol binders. She's not exposed to nephrotoxic agents like anti-inflammatory agents. She keeps herself physically active. Appears to be a minor change. Question angina and dyspnea that needs to follow with cardiology. All issues discussed with the patient at length, end of dictation.